The one play with Drake London's name on it this week was somebody else's mistake. In Wednesday's joint practice against the Colts, Tua Tagovailoa threw a short pass intended for London that cornerback Justin Wally jumped and returned for a pick six. And Tagovailoa took the blame afterward, saying the ball went to London's outside shoulder when it needed to be inside, per Will McFadden at AtlantaFalcons.com. That is a quarterback accuracy note wearing a receiver's name, and it is the closest thing to London coverage the week produced. No charting of his targets across the two Indianapolis sessions surfaced in the reporting we hold, and he sat Saturday's 34-6 win over the Colts with roughly 30 other Falcons, per McFadden and Torrey McIlhaney's game breakdown. Chris Blair, fighting for the fifth receiver job, got the roster battle ink instead, per Scott Kennedy at Falcon Report. The quarterback picture under him moved, though. Michael Penix Jr. was cleared for 11-on-11 work Saturday, with his first team period set for Monday, per McFadden, meaning the man throwing to London in September is now genuinely undecided with one preseason game left. Our June preview built London's case on the thing that lasts, a 30% target share and 40% of Atlanta's air yards, and argued the share never depended on the quarterback's name, having survived genuinely poor quarterback play a year ago. A week of near silence and a reopened quarterback room test, none of that. What to watch next? Whether London plays a series in the preseason finale against Miami, and who is taking the first team snaps throwing to him once Penix joins team drills Monday, we'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.